Ice Hunt by James Rollins. Read by Ron Dreyer.
Archived record. The Toronto Daily Star. November 23rd, 1937. Eskimo Village vanishes. RCMP confirms Trapper's story. Special to the Star. Lake Territory, November 23rd. The inspector for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police returned today to confirm the disappearance of an Eskimo village in the Northern Lakes region. 10 days ago, fur trapper Joe LaBelle contacted the RCMP to report a chilling discovery. While running a trap line, LaBelle snowshoed out to an isolated Eskimo village on the shores of Lake Enjikuni, only to discover every inhabitant, man, woman, and child, had vanished from their huts and storehouses. It was as if every one of them poor folk up and took off with no more than the shirts on their backs. Inspector Pierre Menard of the RCMP returned with his team's findings today and confirmed the trapper's story. The village had, indeed, been found abandoned under most strange circumstances. In our search, we discovered undisturbed foodstuff, gear, and provisions, but no sign of the villagers, not a single footprint or track. Even the Eskimo sled dogs were found, buried under the snow, starved to death. But the most disturbing discovery of all was reported at the end. The Eskimos' ancestral graves were found, excavated, and emptied. The RCMP promises to continue the search, but for now, the fate of the villagers remains a mystery. Ice Hunt. February 6th.